Jesus' birthday, right? Huh? Yeah.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, and all of his hosts, and thank you, thank you, thank you, near and far, for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, right here on KAYT 88.1. I'm your host, Apostle Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of just about 40 years, none other than in the person of
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And as always, we bid you Godspeed on this beautiful day that our gracious Yahuwah has made. And we thank him for his beloved son, Yahusha, our Savior, died on the cross. Well, he died on a tree. It wasn't a cross, but he died on a tree, a stake, and took on the sins of humanity, to which we are grateful. And we bid you with these holy words, Shalom, Mishbokah, on this wonderful Sabbath day. No, I'm not a black Hebrew Israelite by religiosity, but just by ethnicity. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that, you know, the Lord opened up our eyes. And he's opening up the eyes of the melanated people to realize that we're coming, making our way back to our gracious and eternal Father. Yes, that's right. Down through the years, we have been hoodwinked, bamboozled. We've been scandaled and all of that. But, you know, he said when the Spirit, the Ruach Kodesh, when he comes, he will lead you into all truth and righteousness. You see, the problem is you've been looking for the seminary to do it.
You've been looking for
the collegiate college to do it. You've been looking for the theological doctrines, the doctors of divinity to do it. That's not going to do it. But in any event, we're here to share the truth of Yahuwah's people and to bring us back, to turn the hearts of the children back to the Father and to help us to, watch this, operate the way Yahusha operated. He said, the works that I do, you shall do also. That's more than just sitting up in a church service getting happy saying, I loved how Reb preached today. Reb, I tell you, boy, Reb, no, he preached today. But when after Reb got through preaching, how did that empower you? Were you able to go out and lay hands on the sick? Were you able to go out and cast out devils after that word that Reb shared with you today? You see, beloved, it's time out for being hoodwinked and bamboozled. On that note, we're going to ask Lady Townsend to share a scripture with us, and we're going to go before the throne of grace.
Amen. Psalms 40, I wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this blessed day. We want to lift you up because you deserve so much more. Oh, you deserve so much more from your people. You deserve to be lifted up, so we lift you up today. We thank you for all the things that you've done, all the things that you're doing. Oh, God, personally, I want to thank you for seeing another birthday. Amen. Nobody did it but you. We give you praise, Yahuwah. We give you glory today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to ask you to look on those that are even listening to the radio and have mercy upon them this blessed day that you've made. Have mercy on them. Grant them their heart desire, as long as it's in the plan of you. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Yahusha, we give you praise and thanks for this day as we pray for our brothers and sisters everywhere, that you would touch their heart and give them a heart to seek your face, God. So many times we seek everything but you. But, God, one thing about you, Heavenly Father, if you seek you, we shall find you. If we ask, seek or not. Amen. And I believe that. And you're guiding your people. Even in this day, we just want to thank you and bless your holy name in Yahusha's name. Amen.
Yahusha, Yahusha, there is something about that name. Yahusha.
Yes, sing it.
Yahusha.
Glory.
Yahusha.
Yes.
Let heaven and earth proclaim. Yahusha.
Yes.
Yahusha. Yahusha. Let heaven and earth proclaim. I tell you, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there is something about the name. Oh, Yahusha,
Yahusha,
Yahusha, let heaven and earth proclaim. I tell you, kings and kingdoms,
you ought to sing it,
will all pass away, but there is something about that name. That's right. For there is none other name given under heaven where men must be saved but by the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. You call him Jesus, but his name originally is Yahusha.
Yes.
And yes, I can't deviate from it. Yes, Constantine changed it. Because when you change a person's name, you change their authority.
Come on.
And you know what I like most about the authority of Yahusha? He knows the heart. That's why I said man looks on the outward appearance.
Well.
Now, remember this one thing. 25 years ago, they used the name Yahusha. And you know what? The power just wasn't in the name. If you're not given the authority. Remember the seven sons of Sceva.
Oh, yes.
They came up because they thought, like in today's society, people are selling the name Jesus.
Oh, yes.
They're marketing the name Jesus. They're pillaging communities using the name Jesus. But when the seven sons of Sceva came up to a man that was possessed with demons, they said, "We adjure you." By Yahusha, watch this, whom Paul preached.
Come on.
And that spirit spoke back out of that man that had all of those demons in him and said, "Paul, I know." Watch this. "Yahusha, I know." "But who are you?" You see, having the name without the authority doesn't mean a thing.
That's it.
So you see, it's not that demons tremble at the name of Yahusha. They tremble because of the authority that we have been given using the name of Yahusha. This is the reason why, and this is going to hurt just a little bit. How many folk you done prayed for in the name of Jesus, and then they still turned around and died? You see, in our ignorance, we didn't know a lot of things. But the Lord is opening up our eyes. And so, more so than clinging to a name, you need authority. Remember when Paul saw the young lady that had the spirit of divination, Lady Townsend?
Oh, yes.
Biblically, he didn't even say a name. He just said, "Come out of her."
Come out of her.
He didn't use the name Yahusha. He just said, "Come out of her." Watch this. When Yahusha saw people that was demon-possessed, what did he say? Did he say, "Come out in my name, Yahusha"? No. The demons recognized his authority. And this is what we've got to get back to. You see, in your religiosity, going to church on Sundays and Saturdays, just being emotionalized and just flabbergasted by what you hear because you've been taught to be subservient by yielding your mind and spirit over to somebody. But, beloved, you need authority. And that's what the scripture meant when it said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive dunamis. That's the Greek translation of that word, power.
Mm-hmm.
You shall receive dunamis after the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. Once he comes upon you, he, watch this, gives us the authority. So it is essential for every believer who believes in Yahusha, who believes in Yahusha HaMashiach, that you be, watch this, filled, not thrilled, with the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, as you call it. So this is what is important today. This is what it's going to take to make it in this world today, beloved. Because the things that are getting ready to come upon the face of this earth, many people are going to do like they did when the disciples, when Yahusha was sharing the word with the people.
Yes.
Lady Townsend, when he told them what it took to please Yahuwah, the Father, the scripture says many from that moment
come on,
began to desert him. They began to walk off and leave. And Yahusha asked his disciples and said, will you also leave me? And how did they respond, Lady Townsend?
Well, they had nowhere to go.
They said, so where are we going to go?
You know?
You have the words of life.
Life, yes, indeed.
You have the words of life.
And that's I like that because, you know, they was right there and they knew what the power were, you know, and what the power is. And it was a Yahusha. And, you know, and many today, you know, they don't understand that we must have a relationship, and that relationship, it's conducive that we have that relationship, because if we don't, Apostle, if we don't have that relationship, we'll deny him. Yes, you remember Peter?
Yes, I do. I remember Peter before...
The Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh.
HaKodesh. That's right. Before he came.
Yes. So we have to have that.
Amen. And that's why it's important because, again, I don't care what church you go to. I don't care who your pastor is. I don't care what degrees that they have. I don't care what degrees you have. Without the Spirit of the living Yahuwah inside of us, we are subject to not only trials and tribulations, we're subject to defeat. And this is the reason why we have a lot of people just playing church today.
Oh, my.
Just going through the motion. Going, I mean, you'd be surprised the number of our brothers and sisters out there that are naming the name of Christ, but that are still bound.
And refuse to be set free.
Bound.
Because they're flesh.
We sing the song, God didn't deliver me. Why should I be bound? And this is going to hurt. The ones singing the songs are still bound.
My.
Look how y'all getting quiet on me.
Well, this is true.
The same one singing about how good God is, caught up in all type of debauchery. So you see, it's not just enough to sing about it. I think that man in the Nightingales, before his mother passed away, he said this one thing. He said his mama told him, his own mother, she said, son, you need to stop playing with God.
Come on now.
She said, don't just be playing with God, son. Because she said, don't you know you can sing a lie?
As well as tell one? Woo!
How many groups are out there singing lies and living contradictive?
We see it every day.
How many husbands are out there saying, I love my wife, but out there living contradictive?
I just seen one.
How many wives are out there saying, I love my husband?
And doing the same.
But out there living contradictive. We've got to live the life.
We sing about.
Because the best sermon ever preached is the one you live.
Oh, my.
Did I say that too fast, beloved family? The best sermon that you could ever preach is to be that living example of Yahusha HaMashiach. Why? Because he said, the works that I do, you shall do also. So somebody tries to trivialize that by saying, well, he was saying that to his disciples. That don't apply to everybody.
Really? God.
Well, you see, that's the colonized version.
My Lord.
That don't apply to everybody. Then if that don't apply to everybody, don't watch this. This going to hurt some pastors there. If that don't apply to everybody, don't receive tithes and offerings only from the people it applies to. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is anybody there?
Yes.
Are you still with me? If that does not apply to every believer, then we should stop getting receive offerings and tithes from everybody that doesn't apply to. But he said, in the last days,
well,
I will pour out
my
Ruach HaKodesh.
Come on.
All
Spirit.
Flesh. Watch yes. this. All flesh. Mm. He didn't say man flesh.
Come on, man.
He didn't say woman flesh. He said all flesh. And watch this. And they shall be my witnesses. You can't be a witness without the Holy Spirit. Look. You can come by letter, a recommendation. And listen here. I don't know how you're coming by Christian experience, because when you say that you have experience, then you don't need to come no other way. You're already in the church. Because, see, watch this. What's done happened is we done hoodwinked the people, making them think they got to join our church.
Come on now.
The body of Christ, there should be no joining of anything. There should just be universal fellowship.
Come on now.
Look how we've strayed from the Lord.
Preach.
Look how we've strayed from the Lord. Our colonizers taught us that when God plants you somewhere. Well, I believe the Apostle Paul was the one that went around starting churches. He planted. And watch this. He left them to other people to oversee.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did was they took that church that was in their community and they helped to evangelize the people. Not to make the people subject to them.
Come on now.
But to spread the gospel of Yahushua HaMashiach.
Come on, preacher.
If it was about a person, and you know, we got to get out of this. Because I tell anybody, if you come fellowship with us and you want to be baptized, just because you're baptized at my central location does not constitute you belong to me. We've got to get out of this. We've got to get out of this ownership thing that think that because we baptize somebody, they belong to us. And I'll tell you scripturally how that is so. Remember, Lady Townsend, when the Holy Spirit took one of the deacons called Philip?
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit told him to join himself to a chariot. And when he joined himself, he heard a black man, a melanated man, an Ethiopian.
Yes.
Who was from the Queen of Candace's
right.
administration.
Ethiopian.
Found him reading the sacred scroll
yep.
of Isaiah.
Come on.
And when he heard him, Philip started ear hustling, if you will.
Okay.
And heard him reading from the book of Isaiah. And that's why it is imperative. You can sit up and talk about I'm telling you, Reb preached today. But I've got to ask you the question. Do you understand what Reb preached?
All right now.
Do you understand the magnitude in which that he preached? And look, it don't hurt you to be honest, like that Ethiopian eunuch. He said, Philip said, do you understand
what you read? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, he had the word, but the word didn't have him. How many of us are in that shape today?
My Lord.
You got a Bible sitting up in your house, but that word ain't got you.
Mm.
You got it sitting up there. Bought you some pretty Bible sitting up in the house. It's just sitting up in there. You got the word, but the word didn't have him. He said, how can I accept some man lead me?
Mm.
You know why? Because even though he had the word, he hadn't heard about the Ruach HaKodesh.
Right, the Holy Spirit.
He
yes.
hadn't heard about that.
Yes, yes.
How many of you talking about it, but don't really know about it?
Mm.
Because when you know about this Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, a change is going to come.
Oh,
you
yes.
see, that's why Peter denied him. That's why you deny him and you stay in adultery because you ain't got it. That's why you deny him and you still drinking the alcohol because you ain't got it. But I declare when you get the bona fide, the bona fide. Now, there is a knockoff version going on around.
Come on now, preach.
But if you got that knockoff version, just like a lot of people, you see them wearing that pretty looking gold. It's just overtoned with some other metal.
Yes.
It's gold filled.
Mm-hmm.
It's gold plated.
Uh-huh.
It ain't gold. And there's a Holy Ghost going around like that too.
Milo.
It's just gold plated. You know why it's gold plated? Because it's got that made up copycat tongue too. It's got that. It's got that copycat tongue to the max. And it sounds so deep and prophetic when they speak it. But they ain't got that genuine one.
Mm.
Because you know what? That genuine Holy Ghost will help you to love the way you're supposed to
That's
love.
That's right. That's right.
Will
That's
help
right.
you to care the way you're supposed to care.
Oh, hallelujah.
Will help you to, watch this, empower the way you're supposed to. That's why Peter ran off and denied Yahushua. Because he had not yet been filled with the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. He didn't have it. That's the reason why you're still fighting. I'm trying to leave these cigarettes alone, but it's so hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're not trying hard enough, because he said, ask and it shall be given, Lady Townsend.
And he also said the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. Meaning that if you name the name of Yahushua, in their case, Christ, you should know that, you know, that he's more than able to help you. But a lot of time you didn't, like a soul tie with this stuff. It's yes. not just a soul tie with just having sexual relationship, you know, and that. You can soul tie with a lot of things.
That's right. That's right. A lot of people have to understand that. Time out for making excuses to live a life of sin. You know, a lot of preachers will talk about Paul and they'll say, well, you know, Paul still had sin in his life. Well, I ain't read that in the Bible. Oh, yeah. Paul said, who's going to deliver me from the bondage of this flesh and this, that, and the other? Well, here's the deal. He, like you, me, anybody else, when you're born again and you're starting out a new life in Yahushua HaMashiach, just like a baby, you're going to make some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a child, you're going to poop your pants.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wet your dress. You're going to do all of those things because, you know, you're learning, watch this, how to govern authority over your faculties.
Come on now.
Huh? If you're 40 years old and you're still wet in the bed, something wrong.
Something mighty wrong.
If you're 40 years old and you're still crapping yourself, something's wrong.
Mighty, mighty wrong.
And that means that there's got to be something physically wrong.
Yes, mentally too.
Something physically wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Peter ran off, because mentally something was wrong with him. See, as long as he was in the presence of Yahushua HaMashiach, he could put on a good show.
Yes.
He could cut off ears. Because, you know, it's one thing when you're in the church, everybody can put on a good show. They can jump. They can shout. But the moment trivial times come, the moment you're challenged with something, now where is your faith at?
Come on.
Where is your faith at now? When it's your turn. Child, God, listen, stand on God. God going to see you through it. But when it's my turn,
it's so
can
easy,
I still say, God going to see me through it?
Come on now.
Can I still boast and brag that, listen, this too shall pass. With the same magnitude that I told you, you're going to make it.
Hey.
Brother, you're going to make it.
Woo.
But you're then again,
preaching there.
When we're thrilled with it and not filled with it, you know what we're going to do? Yeah, well, y'all, please pray for me. Pray for me, please. Wait a minute. Where's that same attitude you had for somebody else going through? The husbandman
must be the beast partaker
of the fruit.
Woo!
Anything I preach to you applies to me
first. That's a good word, good word, good word.
Anything I share with you applies to me first.
Yes.
And as I told y'all in past times, the Holy Spirit rebuked me, cut me like a knife. That's why it's called a two-edged sword, because it cuts going and coming. It cuts back and forth. And when it cut me, it convicted me. And you know what? When I said, Lord, I want the genuine Holy Spirit operating in my life, Lady Townsend, I start seeing miraculous things take place. I started seeing changes take place in my life. And so is it in your life, beloved people of God. You
Great.
Can change, because watch this. For every person out there under the sound of my voice, if you're saying, I'm waiting for the Lord, I asked the Lord to touch my marriage, I asked the Lord to touch my children, he's already moved.
Uh-huh.
He said, according to your faith.
Make it plain.
Be it unto you. So if you have the faith, it's already done. I'm waiting on the next move of God. I'm going on a 7-day fast because I want God to move. I got news for you. He's already moved.
Hey, come on now.
Stop treating Yahuwah like he's a genie in the bottle. Oh, if I fast, I'm going to go on a 7-day fast. I want that car. I'm going on a 7-day fast. I want this house. That's not how this operates, beloved. He's not a genie in the bottle that you can rub. You know what the word of Yahushua says?
Mm-hmm.
Present your body.
A living. Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Holy.
Holy.
And acceptable.
And acceptable unto who?
Him.
To the apostolic faith.
No.
To the Pentecostal faith.
No.
To the Church of God in Christ faith.
Mm-mm.
No, he said, holy and acceptable unto Yahuwah, for this is your reasonable service. And if you just need a scripture text, that's Romans. Romans. Look it up. It's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lady Townsend, we want to share with the people of why they're not being empowered today. Because, beloved people, you're living beneath your privilege if you're not endowed with the Holy Spirit. This is the reason why he sent the Holy Spirit. Watch this. Not just so we could jump and shout. Not just so we could speak in tongues. But that we can live a life the way he intended for us. The church has no business dying from cancer like this. We have no business dying from diabetes. We have no business going blind.
Lord help us.
Because the enemy, has sown tare amongst the wheat. And yes, we do have an enemy that is seeking to destroy us on every level. It's not just the church the enemy's trying to destroy. He's trying to destroy the whole planet.
Come on now.
On various ways.
Make it plain.
But I believe that if we were to sell out to the things of Yahuwah,
yes,
we too could be like the Hebrew boys.
Come on now.
But when they were confronted with death itself.
Come on.
Death could not even take them.
Ooh, commit
it. They didn't succumb to
it. Yes.
They didn't surrender to it, Lady Townsend. And we got to be that same way. You can't surrender. Listen, thank God for the doctors, but I don't have to believe their report. Whose report will you believe? If the word says, by his stripes I am healed, do you know not, beloved, if you stand on that, you are healed.
That's it. Nothing else to be said but the truth of what that word is. He's just looking for somebody that believe him. Somebody that gonna stand on it regardless of what.
That's right. Does it come overnight? No, it does not. But according to your faith, be it unto you. You see, while Paul went through all of the religious training that he went through.
Yes.
Sitting at the feet of Gamaliel so that he could learn to be a scribe of the scribes and Pharisees of the Pharisees. He went through all of that religiosity. That's why he was killing the saints. That's why he persecuted the church. Would it be safe to say that if we ain't careful, religiosity will make us persecute the very ones that we should be empowering?
Come on now.
Let me put it to you like this. Paul would be equivalent to a lot of our denominations today that think that they only somebody got it right. Paul would be equivalent to, and you pick out the denomination, you pick it out yourself. Because there are some dogmatic denominations out here that think we the only somebody got the truth. And that's the biggest lie that's ever been told. Because the gospel of Yahushua HaMashiach, you can't put it in a denomination.
Come on, make it plain.
You can't put it in an organization. I know you want to, but you can't put it there. Look, if the grave couldn't hold him, your denomination can't hold him.
Come on.
Look how y'all getting quiet on me. If the grave could not hold him, your denomination can't hold him. So what we need to do is to set him free back the way he needs to be, because that's the only way we're going to be empowered. Lady Townsend, can we go to the word?
Yes.
Second chapter of Acts. Second chapter of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Yahushua had promised his people he was going to empower them. Now, how many believers do I have out there? How many of you have surrendered your life to, you call him Jesus Christ, but I just got to give you his real name. His true name is Yahushua HaMashiach.
That's
I've got to give you his true name.
Yes,
our colonizers taught us that name. But you know what? It would be equivalent to when you don't have the understanding, and I think I heard Steve Harvey tell this joke, but somebody else told it too, where the guy met somebody, and they asked him what his name, and he told him, you can call me by my initials. And the man said, oh, okay. And he started calling the man Bominicious. Bominicious. Until one day, the man say, why you keep calling me Bominicious? He say, you told me that's what your name was. He said, no, my name is CJ. I told you, you can call me by my initials. If you don't get the whole way the thing is to be explained, you'll go on the falsehood of something.
Yes.
And that's what has happened for over 2,000 years. We've been going on a falsehood.
That's right.
And Yahushua is bringing us back to the truth.
That's right.
So for the record, I love you enough to let you know, if you love him, we want to keep his commandments. Amen.
Amen.
If we love him, we don't want to deny the name.